KB4 CBA Mobile.
CPA, I think the call was WA4HNT. You still on frequency?
KB4 CBA, yep, I forgot your call. Yes, name's David.
I butchered your call. I'm WA4HNT, Whiskey Alpha 4, Hotel November Tango. My name is Alton Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November Alton. I'm over in Pendleton trying to clean my mother's house up, which is a delightful job.
Well, all I can say is better you than me. yeah, I've been there and done that, at least, yeah, for my dad, so, anyway, but, this too shall pass.
I don't understand why somebody has not made a big business out of doing estates and another company doing, you know, estate sales. I mean, I know there are individuals out there that will come in and do it, but there's not any way in the world that they can make the decisions that I have to make. Some things you keep, some things you wonder why your parents ever did. And so, but, you know, they lived here. Mother was here over 70 years, so, and Daddy was here up until he passed about 6 years, 7 years before my mother did. So, you know, there's a lot of, and good gracious, they wouldn't throw away a thing.
It's that generation, you know. Of course, I'm like that, too. I will throw stuff away, but I can remember even my grandmother would, she would keep the rubber bands that she got off the newspaper and keep them in a little, I think it was a measuring cup in the kitchen. And of course, some of those rubber bands were probably in the bottom were dry rotted by, you know, because she'd fill that thing up. But, and my dad was kind of the same way. Well, I came in one day and they had bought a boatload, literally, of vitamins. And there were these huge boxes just stacked on the dining room table. And I said, "What are those?" They said, "Those are vitamins." And it wasn't just a few weeks later, my stepmother was, you know, in the hospital and she passed away. And there were all those vitamins and they didn't need to be taking them in, you know, in the first place.
I kind of made that point to my wife last night, talking about, you know, mother and daddy really got through their life without all the extra stuff, but they ate well and they slept. You know, at night, they got up, they went to work, and of course, Daddy went to work early in the morning, like at 4 a.m., I think. He'd get up at about 3 a.m., and Mother didn't go to work until 7. But they worked, and they ate well, and they slept. And I just think somehow or another, we don't need everything that, well, that my wife puts in front of me. I don't want to take those big capsules any more than I have to.
I'm like you. I don't want to take anything I don't have to. I take enough prescription meds, and I'm definitely not going to take anything I just don't, you know, absolutely have to take. And but anyway, I tell you. I'm sitting in the driveway here, so I'm going to pull in the garage and shut this thing off. I had to go to the grocery store and get some pasta, so you can guess what we're having for supper. But anyway, so I'll let my wife get these noodles going.
And like I say, my name is Alton, and I'm WA4HNT. You have a good evening. Enjoy the pasta. That's basically what I'm having as leftovers from my wife and I went to the Red Tomato last night, and it's an Italian place, and had some interesting dishes. So you enjoy your dinner tonight. I'll say 73. Good afternoon to you.
Have a good one. And yeah, my wife made spaghetti, and then we got more sauce than we did the noodles. So we need to eat the sauce, so I had to go get some more noodles. But anyway, you have a good one, and good to talk with you, and good to meet up with you on 2 Meters FM. Have a good good rest of the day. 73's KV4 CBA, clear.